Dear God, I thank you for this day.
主啊，我们为今天感谢你。
I ask that you will bless us as we study the church.
当我们学习教会生活的时候，求你祝福我们。
What it means and our place in it.
然后这个教会生活意味着什么？我们在其中的功用，我们的作用。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名，阿门。
Today we are finishing a lesson that I started 2 weeks ago.
两个星期以前呢，我们在讲到第十课，但是那次我没讲完，所以今天继续讲。
I think that was the first Sunday of the year.
那是第一个星期天，2018年的第一个星期天。
And many of you were gone. How many were here when we did this lesson on the church?
第十课的时候有多少人在这里？两个星期以前。
Okay.
两个星期以前。
Yeah. Okay. So I'm going to review a bit for many of you who were not here.
所以我会就是复习一下。
Next week we are going to do the lesson on temptation.
下个星期我们的主题是11课，你们如果谁没有讲义可以向我要，就是讲到试探。我这里有很多胜过试探。
So, Captain Joshua, you need to be here next week. It's very important for you.
所以姚宇说我们希望你在这儿，因为这个面对试探对我们每个人都是需要学习。
You need this lesson.
Do you have the handout? I will give to you later. Just, 如果谁没有讲义的话，问我记得问我来要第十课。待会儿课后 please.
All of us need a lesson on.
所以我们所有人都需要一个怎么样来胜过试探，在试探。
All right, let me start with a story, and I'm sorry this might be difficult to translate.
Yeah, 我们讲一个故事，也许不太好翻译。
I don't remember if I told this 2 weeks ago or not.
我不记得两个星期我讲过这个故事。
I was studying in England.
我那时候在英国学习。
And I love to visit old churches.
我的喜好之一就是去参观那些老教会，那些老的教堂。
And so each day as I rode the bus from the place where I was staying into the city where the library was, I would pass this beautiful church outside.
然后呢，我每天是从我的住的地方坐公共汽车到那个图书馆的时候呢，我会经过一个很美的一个老的教会。
And so it was an old church, and I wanted to see this old church.
它是一个很老的，看上一个很老的教堂，我就很想去看这个教会。Give me a moment. 这是第十课的讲义，如果谁需要的话，可以。
So one afternoon, I quit work early at the library.
所以有一天呢，我就早点离开了这个图书馆。
Came back, got off the bus, went to the church.
然后我就从下了车，然后就去看那个教堂。
And it was an old Methodist church building from 1800, a little after 1800.
它大概是从就是19世纪18几几年的一个老的一个寻道会的教堂。
And here's where it might get difficult.
Yeah, 也可能这点就不太好翻了。
I opened the door and walked in.
然后我就打开门，我就进去了。
And there was a big cow.
他说在那边呢，门口有一个大牛。
Made out of ceramic.
然后这个牛呢，当然不是个真正的牛了，是用那个陶瓷做的一个牛。
Life-size cow inside the church.
在一个教堂里边，竟然有一个像那个真牛那么大的一个形状做的一个陶瓷的牛，就在教会里边。
I looked around.
然后我就左右看看。
And I looked in the sanctuary, and there were cubicles, desk.
然后我就看看那个教堂呢，哎，我说看看这个，就是这个敬拜的地方，怎么都是一个一个，就是那个办公室的小方桌子。
Finally, a lady came.
终于呢，最后有一位女士出来了。
I thought she was the church secretary.
然后我以为她是教那个教会的秘书呢。
She said, "Can I help you?"
她说，先生，我可以帮你吗？什么吗
？I said, "Yes, I want to visit your church."
然后我说，对啊，我想要参观你们的教会。
But first, I have a question.
她说但是我首先有个问题。
Why do you have a cow in your church?
你为什么会有一个这个这么大的一个牛陶瓷做的牛在你们教会呢
？And she said.This isn't a church.
然后他说这个不是教会啊。
He said, you have a steeple.
我说你有那个教堂的尖顶怎么不是教会呢
?It says over the front door, Methodist Church, 1802.
然后你写的是1802年那个寻道会教堂教会。
She said, ah, the church ran out of money.
他说这个教会破产了。
They sold the building.
所以他们就把这个教堂卖了。
We are an insurance company.
我们是一个做保险的公司。
And our symbol, our mascot is a cow.
他说我们那个保险公司的这个就是我们的这个行号就是标志就是牛。
That day I learned.
那天我学习到。
A building is not a church.
所以一个教堂并不就是教会。
People. are the church.
是人，这个基督徒在一起才是教会。
You see, you can have a building, a church building, and not have a church.
你可以有一个教堂，但是却没有教会。
You can have no church building and still have a church.
你可以没有教堂，但是却有教会。
The church is the people.
教会就意味着这些人。
Last week we began to look at, two weeks ago, 1 Corinthians 12.
上一次课呢我们讲到那个哥林多看到了一起来读了哥林多前书12章。
Where Paul says the church is a body.
那个保罗在这里讲到说教会就像一个身子像个身体。
It has many parts.
就像身体有许多不同的肢体。
And all of the parts come together to make the body.
所有的这些肢体在一起呢成为一个身子。
Now, when I read that from Paul, it sounds very nice.
从保罗的这样写的感觉非常的好觉得写得很好。
I think, oh, isn't this wonderful?
我这不是很棒吗这样一个肢体。
We all get together.
我们大家都聚集在一起。
And all of us are different pieces of the body.
我们就像身子的不同的身体的部分。
And when we're all together, it's wonderful.
让我们大家都在一起的时候真的是很棒。
That's,Here.
但是那个是在圣经上只是在圣经上。
But then I go to church.
然后呢我就去不同的教会去教会里。
And I look across the church.
然后我就那样看过去。
And there is a woman that I know talks too much.
然后我就看哎呦那个女的是那个特别爱讲话讲太多了。
She gossips and tells stuff she shouldn't.
然后就讲闲话讲一些不应该讲的话。
And I think, that woman.The church,
然后这里讲的，他讲到说，教会就是一个身子
，made up of many many parts，
有好多不同的肢体
，and I must love them all，
我必须要爱所有的肢体。
I read it; it sounds good here，
在这里读起来，圣经是很好啊。
But then I look over here.
但是在现实生活中你看到那个人。
And there is a man.
然后你就看到那个男弟兄。
I know.
我知道那个男生。
He is unkind. He is rude. I don't like him.
他很粗鲁然后对别人也很不友好。我不喜欢他。
I hope he doesn't come and try to shake my hand after church.
我希望他教会结束之后他别来跟我握手。
And then I read.
然后我又读到这个哥林多前书十二章。
The church is a body.
讲到说教会是一个身体。
It sounds better here.
当然在圣经上读起来非常的美妙。
Than it looks in real life.
但是在现实生活中你看到这些人当然圣经上读起来比在现实生活中要美妙许多。
And then I remember something.
然后我就
painful.
对我来讲这是一个很痛苦的要回忆起想起来。
First Corinthians.
哥林多前书。
It's written to the church at Corinth.
他是这个哥林多前书是写给在哥林多的教会。
The worst church in the history of the world.
是那个历史上所有的一个最糟糕的教会。
Paul says in this letter, some of your members do things that pagans are embarrassed to do.
保罗对他们说，你们哥林多教会有些人做的事情连外邦人都不会做。
But he says,
但是保罗说，
We must help each other.
我们要彼此相助。
We must love each other.
我们要彼此相爱。
We must build each other up.
我们要彼此建造。
Why?
为什么？
Because God did not make us to be alone.
神没有创造我们让我们过一个就是单独的生活靠自己过生活。
He did not make us to travel alone to heaven. He made us to travel as part of a body.
神不是让我们自己就是独走天路过程然后自己到天堂而是让我们成为一个群体这样大家一起行这个天路的过程到天堂。
I probably told you last time, I grew up in a background that emphasized individuals, not the body.
我可能上次跟大家讲过我成长的这个教会的背景呢是我们强调的是个人跟神的关系而不是说讲到群体。
Our Sunday school teachers when we were young loved to tell stories about people whose family and everyone rejected them and they were the only one who was a Christian.
然后我的主日学老师小的时候很爱讲的故事就是说有一个人他在家里边他所有的别的家庭成员都不信主都拒绝神但是他自己却跟随神。
And sometimes that is true.
有的时候这种情况是真实的。
And we should admire someone who holds strong to the truth even if everyone else rejects.
我们真的要很敬佩那些 尽管别人都很拒绝这个真理，但是他却自己对神忠心，就坚持真理。
But God's plan is.
但是神的计划是什么呢
？For us to travel as part of a body.
而是我们作为天路客，我们大家一起同行，作为一个整体。
To build each other up.
去彼此建造。
Now, last time I started by talking about the universal church, the worldwide church of all believers from all time.
所以上次我讲到这个普世教会，就是从历代以来，还有在世界各地的所有的信徒这样的一个普世教会。
But I want to focus today on the local church.
今天呢，我要专注在这个地方教会。
The body that God puts us in.
就是神把我们所放在的这个身子上，这个地方教会。
That can be difficult.
有的时候这个是很困难的。
It's easy to imagine this universal invisible church.
有的时候很容易去想象这个普世的不可见的教会。
But the people close to us are more difficult.
但是跟我们这个实实在在在我们旁边的人，跟他们相处是更困难的。
I think I told you about my student who is looking for a church.
我可能跟你们上次讲过，我有个学生他在找教会，就是。
I got two more emails since the last time.
Wow.
Two more churches.
Wow.
In two weeks, two more churches.
2 weeks, two churches.
上次我讲过，有个学生他就不断的换教会。然后自从上次我给你讲过，我给他送了一封那个邮件之后呢，在这两个星期之内，他又换了两个教会。
Finally, Friday, I just gave up.
然后这个星期五，我就真的是放弃了。
Dear.
我说，亲爱的谁谁谁。
There is no perfect church.
在这里没有完美的教会。
You will never find it.
你永远也不会发现一个完美的教会。
If you did,
如果你真的发现一个完美的教会
，Don't go.
你就别去。
Because you are not perfect.
因为你自己不完美。
You would ruin it.
你就把那个完美的教会给毁掉了。
I said, I wrote, "You are my student."
我说你是我的学生。
And you know I love you.
你知道我爱你。
But,
但是
you will never find the church you are looking for.
但是你永远也不会找到你所寻找的那个教会。
Give up.
放弃吧。
I sent.
然后我就把那封邮件就送出去了。
I got an email back that afternoon.
然后我又收到他的回信。
You are right.
他说，你说的对。
I had forgotten.
他说我忘了。
I will go to a church and accept what is there.
然后我会去一个教会，我就会接受那个教会的状况。
But today is Sunday.
啊，今天是星期天。
Tomorrow I will get another email.
明天可能我就又接到他的电邮了。
Why?
为什么
？Because my dear student, who I love,
是让我很爱的这个亲爱的学生
，thinks that somewhere. In their town is a perfect church.
他觉得可能在他住的那个城市，可能在什么地方有一个完美的教会。
Where everything will be wonderful.
每件事情都很棒。
Every person will get along perfectly with every other person.
就是在教会里的大家的弟兄姐妹，每个人跟每个人彼此相处都特别的完美。
When they sing the songs, every song will be her favorite.
然后当他们那个诗班或者在台上献唱诗的时候，每首歌都是他最喜欢的歌。
The sermon will be exactly this long.
然后那个讲道的就这么长，就是他所能接受的。
Never longer because that means the pastor is talking too much.
也不会太长，那个因为太长说明牧师讲太多了。
Never shorter because that means he didn't study enough.
也不是太短，太短了意味着那个牧师呢没有好好准备，所以讲这么短。
It will be exactly 37 minutes.
就应该不短不长不短，就是37分钟。
You understand?
你了解到了吧
？It doesn't exist.
这样的教会不存在。
Because that's not the body of Christ.
因为那个不是基督的身体。
The body is made up of real people.
因为基督的身体是由真正的人、现实的人组成的。
Because God's purpose, I have told you from Romans 8:29, is to shape us into His image.
我从八章二十九节罗马书给大家讲过，神的目的是要把我们塑造成他儿子的形象。
And part of that shaping happens.
有的时候，这个塑造的过程是怎么发生的呢？
Through the pain,
就是通过这个痛苦
of being with people who are not like me,
就是跟这个跟你完全不一样的人在一起。
Now, of course, that means they're wrong.
当然，跟你不一样，就是说你就觉得他们都错了。
You should laugh.
大家应该应该在这里应该是不是应该笑起来
But the fact that I have to work with people that are not like me helps to shape me in the image of Christ.
你知道吗？当我跟这些跟我完全不一样的人一起同工、一起共合作的时候呢，这个过程把我塑造成耶稣基督的形象。
It helps to teach me the areas where I may be wrong.
它会教导我有些在我生命中可能我错误的地方。
It helps me to show the areas where I am proud.That I am right.
然后有些时候可以让我看到我生命中的一些地方，我很那个很骄傲。其实我是错了，但是我却因此就很骄傲这方面。
I read this week.
这个星期我读到一本
书。The hardest thing is to be right and not injure someone with your rightness.
这个说最困难的事情就是你是对的，但是确实不用你的正确去伤害到别人。
And I thought, ha, that's the church.
我说那就是教会。
You see, when I argue with you and I find out I'm wrong.
然后比如说我跟那个李强弟兄我们中间有个争论然后我发现我是对的。
I'm humble.
然后但是呢我谦卑。
Ah, I'm wrong.
然后我就
You are right, I'm sorry.
然后如果我错了我就会说哦那个我就会承认我的错我很。
Ah, but if I'm right.
但如果说我跟他争论我发现我是对的他是错的。
It's hard to be right and not hurt someone.
如果你是正确的那一方但是你却在这个你们争论就是在你们这个相处的过程却没有伤害到那个对方是很困难的一件事情。
Being part of a church body.
作为一个教会的一个整体一个身体。
Teaches me the humility of being wrong.
就是说首先呢教导我如果我错了我需要要谦卑这个要承认自己错是很让
你要低头的。It teaches me the humility of being right and not hurting someone.
然后也教导我这种谦卑就是你对了但是你却不会用这种因为你对你伤害到别人。
It teaches me how to accept Christians who don't believe everything exactly the way I do.
也会教导我去接受别的基督徒他所相信的所跟我不一样不是完全一样。
The church becomes a mirror that I look in and I see my reflection and I see my flaws.
就是教会呢其实就变成了一个镜子。当我看在这个镜子教会有看到的时候我看到我自己的形象我看到我自己的错误看到我自己的不足。
And so the church becomes the way God's Spirit works to form me in his image.
所以呢教会可以变成神的一种工具就是神通过教会来把我塑造成他儿子的形象。
Now I want to look at some of the purposes that the Bible gives us for the church.
然后我们现在来看一下神对教会的这个目标和心意。
John chapter 4 tells us that we are called to worship God in spirit and in truth.
我们在这个里边有讲一第九节第九课讲到说约翰福音讲到说
A key purpose for the church.
一个教会的一个最主要的中心就是我们用心灵和诚实敬拜神。
Must be worship.
一个教会的一个最主要的目的就是要敬拜神。
Now, let me be very blunt and nosy.
我可能这个讲的有点儿，讲话很直，可能也很不好听，有可能会不好听。
Because worship can be difficult.
因为敬拜可以是很困难的一件事情。
What does it mean to worship, first of all?
第一个，到底什么是意味着是敬拜呢？
What does worship mean?
敬拜意味着什么呢？
Praise God.
就说赞美神，称谢神。赞美神
includes praise
包括敬拜包括赞美包括那个降服 包括那个悔改 还有什么、啊、就是感激神感谢神
reflect
给神感谢神。还有 exalt God?
Pardon?
Exalt God.
Exalt.
就是高举神。
The word worship in English.
在英文里这个敬拜这个词是什么意思呢?
Comes out of an old English word we don't use anymore.
它是从一个英文的古词里边古老的词里边出来。
Worship.
它就是说价值感。
To worship meant to give someone their worth, to acknowledge their worth.
就是敬拜神意味着就是说把这个他们所应得的价值归给那个人。
When the king came,
当国王来的时候
you bowed in front of his worship.
你在国王面前鞠躬，你就是说你就是要证明，就是你给把他当得的价值给他。
Because he was worthy of your honor.
因为他配得你的尊荣。
And we shortened this to become worship.
然后呢，这个现在的英文呢，就把这个本来是价值的这个所价值的所得的这个归给。
Have you ever gone to church?
你有没有去过教会?
Not here, of course.
当然不是我们教会。
And you really didn't like any of the songs.
你不喜欢那个教会里面所唱的任何歌。
And the sermon that they seemed boring.
然后那个讲道好像也很无聊，也很枯燥。
And you went home and you said.
然后你回家你就说。
I didn't get anything out of that.
我从这个今天这个敬拜里面什么也没得到。
Now, I said, never here, of course.
当然不在我们教会。
If you have ever done that,
如果你曾经那样说过,
let me gently say to you,
让我很温柔地告诉你,
it doesn't matter.
那个不重要。
Because we aren't worshiping you.
因为我们不是在敬拜你。
Worship is about who?
敬拜是在于谁呢?
God.
是在于神,你的对象是神。
So when I worship, it is not about what do I get out of it.
当我敬拜的时候,不是说我能从这个敬拜里我能得到什么。
It is about what do I give him.
而是说我给他什么。
You understand?
我能给他什么,了解到吗?
My worship is joining with other believers.
我的敬拜是我跟别的信徒。
And giving to God the praise, the surrender, the repentance, the thanks, the exaltation,that he is worthy of receiving.
就是我跟别的信徒一起给神他所配得的赞美、降服、悔改、感谢和高举，那是神所配得的，我把这些
Now, if I do that, will I get something out of it? Yes.
如果我这样做，我会不会有一些得到什么呢？是的。
Because the more I exalt him, the more I feel his presence.
我越高举神，我就越感觉到神的同在。
And so usually if someone says to me, I didn't get anything out of it.
如果有人跟我说我什么都没得到。
I said, that's because you didn't put anything into it.
我说是因为你自己什么也没放进去。
But the question is not what do I get, it is what do I bring.
问题的主要的问题不是说我从里面得到什么，而是我带来什么。
Now, let me make this practical.
让我讲得很实际一些。
We come to church week after week.
我们每个星期天都来教会。
And it is very easy.
就是很容易的。
For us to come without bringing to God our best.
就很容易就是我们来到教会但是没有把我们最好的带到神面前。因为每个星期我们都来。
Without honoring him with our worship.
没有说尊荣神把我们所他所应得的这种价值归给神。
So when you come to worship, what do you bring? What do you give God?
当你来到这个敬拜的时候，你给神的是什么呢？
Give him your heart.
把我们的心给神。
So what's that mean?
那个把我们的心给神意味着什么呢？
Fully.
他说享受神。
If I give him my heart, what does that mean?
如果我把我的心给神呀，那意味着什么呢？查理弟兄说，意味着那个
surrender，
就意味着降服。他说不单单是这个降服，而是说他离我很近。
Okay, so you're talking about something of emotion.
所以那个徐先生讲到那个感觉。
Oh,
而是说对神有一种、
okay.
啊，就好像对神有一种敬畏，
okay.
就是让你的那个
enjoy God。
他说你你，他说你感觉到满足，
okay.
感觉到感享受神。
他说 ，remember when we fall in love with each other,、I think at that time I feel, oh, I would like to give my heart.
就像
OK
小海弟兄、
oh, fell in love.
Okay.
Okay, 他小海弟兄说就像说我在谈恋爱跟我太太谈恋爱的时候我就说、哦、我把我的心给他、
Good.
所以呢这个相当于就是把我的心给神就是我跟神相爱我爱神
Can I give you something very simple?
我可不可以给大家一个很简单的
And this is related, I think, to enjoying him.
我想这个跟那个享受神有关系。
When I give him worship, I give him attention.
当我就是说我说我把我的心给神的时候我在敬拜的时候我是把我的注意力交给神。
Last week,
上个星期
ago, someone asked me to meet with them at breakfast.
有些人叫我跟他们一起让我请他们一起吃早餐。
I want to talk to you about something.
他说我想跟你谈一谈。
So we sat down.
所以我们就坐下来。
They said, just a minute.
有一然后他说等一等然后就拿了手机在那儿就说等一等。
I am really glad we can, oh, just a minute.
然后他说我很高兴啊等一下啊又拿出来手机在那儿一直弄。
The whole breakfast!
然后整个早餐。
I almost sent them a text message while we were eating. To say, hi, I'm here.
然后我差点就说我应该也给他发个短信说我们到底在吃什么因为他隔一分钟拿出来的手机说要送个信息。
And when we got done,
然后吃完了以后
oh, I'm so glad we could visit.
然后他又说、哦、我真高兴我们可以一起吃早餐。
Do you think I felt very important in that meal?
你觉得我们在吃饭的时候他觉得我他真的是很看重我吗
Now.Please don't be offended.
所以请你们不要感觉被冒犯。
But sometimes,
有的时候
God comes to church and we say, God, I want to meet with you at church.
然后我们说神到教会来说神啊我想要跟你我真的高兴你来了我想跟你 meet, 然后拿出来我的手机在那里一直在那里一直在那里敲一直在那里做。
I surrender.
然后说我全心降服然后就拿出来手机。
Any testimonies?
大家有没有见证这样的见证
And I keep waiting to get a text message from God.
然后说我在等着神给我发短信。
When you get done, I'll be here.
然后你就说哦，等到那个神的信来了以后，我就给你能见你。你了解到吗
？I am giving him worship.
如果我真的是要把神当得了下次
那场。In truth.
在心里和层次敬拜
他，
他就是我的注意力的中心。
I am there to enjoy him.
我在那里是要享受他。
You mentioned when you met your wife.
当你讲到你们谈恋爱的时候
，You wanted to give her your heart.
你想把你的心给你的妻子，给你的朋友。
How would she feel?
她是怎么感觉的呢
？I really well. Hold on.
等一下，我给你们解释一下。你太难说，你刚才都抱怨了。
You are the most important person in, well, hold on just a minute.
然后我一开始说你的女朋友说你是我生命中最重要等一下啊我要看看我的手机。
Right?
对不对
I am guilty.
我自己在这方面也其实也
Now,
也是嘴很有罪疚感的。
I don't do this.
我虽然没有说拿我的手机。
Because I teach it enough that I know my students will see me.
因为我教很多我知道如果我拿着手机会被我学生发现。
And if they see me my phone out, one of my students is going to send me a text message saying, who are you worshiping?
然后如果我拿着手机出来在那看我学生可能就发个短信说你到底在敬拜谁啊
But I was sitting in church a while back.
但是有一阵我在教会里坐的。
I had my notebook that I always keep and take notes.
然后我总是有我的笔记本我就会做笔记。
And I started to jot down.
然后我就开始写笔记。
Monday.
然后我就写星期一。
Need to find a concerto for Joshua.
我要给小乖找一个钢琴协奏曲。
Tuesday.
然后我就在计划星期二。
Meet Brandon for breakfast.
我跟那个布兰登我们俩一起吃早餐。
And in the back of my mind,
在我的脑子后边我就想起来
God said,
神就对我说了
When you're done, I'll be here.
然后神说等你做完你的计划我再来
You see how easy it is.
你知道这个多容易吗
For me to come to worship him.
我到这儿来是不是要敬拜神的
But to really give all of my attention to other things.
但是却把我的注意都放在别的事情上
Am I worshiping?
我是在敬拜吗其实并没有真正在敬拜。
I often will look around, not here, of course.
当然不是在我们教会，我常常就四周看看，不是在我们教会。
But when I visit someone else's church,
当我去看去别的教会，去别的教会参观的时候
，I will look around during the singing.
然后我就看看在那个唱歌的时候。
And often it will be less than half of the people singing.
只有不到一半的人在那里一起唱。
Sometimes I have asked people.
有时候我就会问问那些人。
Because I'm very rude.
因为我这个人好像挺有时候不太有这个。
Excuse me, why don't you sing?
我会直接问他，我说，哎，你为什么不唱啊？
And someone will say, oh, I don't have a good voice.
有人就说、哦、我的声音不好，唱不好。
It doesn't matter.
那不重要。
Everyone is singing, we're a body.
我们是一个身体，我们每个人都要唱。
And the body is made up of great singers and you. It's okay.
这个身体呢，有唱的非常好的歌唱家，也有像你唱的不好的。
God wants to hear me express my love to him.
神想要听到我表达我对他的爱。
He wants to hear me express my obedience and surrender.
神想要听到我对他所表达的我的顺服跟我的降服。
He wants to hear me say,
他想要我听到我说神啊
take my life and let it be surrendered fully to you.
就是把我的生命全都降服给你完全的放在你的脚前。
When we sing,
我们当我们唱的时
候 that is a time for all of us to express this attention and this awe.
所以当我们唱的时候敬拜的时候是对我们所有的人来对谁来表达我们的
It isn't about how good we are.
我们的素意或者我们对谁的爱
I am not a singer.
我不是一个歌唱的唱歌唱的好的
There is a reason I learned to play the piano.
为什么我要学习弹琴呢我不打不唱歌
That's the only way I was ever going to be in a choir.
那是我只有弹琴我才能参加一个诗班
I'm not a singer.
我不是一个唱歌唱能唱歌的人。
But in worship,
但是在敬拜里边
I need to be a part of that.
我需要是这个敬拜的一部分，就是要对神表达我的主。
And if you sit next to me, you can just move a little ways.
如果你就坐在我旁边，你可以离我坐的远一点，因为。
Worship is an important part of the church.
敬拜是教会一个非常重要的部分。
First John tells us.
约翰一书讲到。
The purpose of fellowship.
就是彼此这个信徒之间的这种交通是什么呢
?To reflect, to share Christ's love in our fellowship.
而是在我们的交通中间去分享耶稣的基督的爱。
Sometimes you will come to worship.
有的时候我们来到敬拜中。
And you've had a difficult week.
你那个星期正好是很一个挺难受的一个星期。
And your only emotions are sadness.
然后你所有的感情就是觉得很难过。
And you want to love God, but it's really hard right now.
然后你很想爱神，但是现在对你来讲很难。
And you really aren't enjoying anything.
你什么东西都不能享受。
And your attention is on the difficulties you're having.
然后呢，你所有的注意力都在想你所面对的这个困难。
One of the wonderful, wonderful things about being a part of a body.
就是一个作为一个肢体的一个身体的一部分一个最棒的一个地方是在于什么呢
Is that someone else in the body.
而是说在这个身体中的别的肢体
May be doing all of this.
他可能在就是来享受神来敬拜神
And they can kind of help to pull me along.
他可能可以把你给带着一起
They can help The fellowship to support me.
他可以用这种彼此之间的交谊来支持你。
You know, I think one of the very important parts of worship at this church.
对我们教会一个很重要的敬拜的一个目的一个部分是什么呢
？Is at 12:30 on Sunday.
而是12:30的星期天的12:30。
Lunch. I'm serious.
就是我们的午餐时间，我真的是很认真的。
Not because of the food. The food is good.
当然不单单是因为这个，不是因为这个食物。
But you can get the food anywhere.
但是你可以在什么地方都可以买到中午饭，对不对
？But because you have a chance to sit down.
而是有个，因为我们有个机会，我们可以坐下来。
And have fellowship with another part of the body.
你可以跟另外一个肢体，你们之间彼此有交通。
To get to know this is my body. This is.The group that God has put me in.
就是能够彼此更深的相交，说这是神把我放在这个肢体中的一部分。
That is incredibly valuable.
那是非常不可思议的有价值。
First Timothy.
提摩太前书。
Gives us another purpose.
给了我们另外一个目的。
He says the church is a pillar, a foundation of the truth.
他说永生神的教会就是真理的柱石和根基。
Part of what we do in church,
我们在教会所做的一个目的呢，一个部分就是
is to say God's word is the authority.
就是说神的话就是权柄
And as a body,
作为一个肢体，作为一个身体
we submit to it.
我们整个这个身体是顺服神的话语。
Paul writes to Timothy and says, the local church is supposed to be the foundation of truth.
保罗对提摩太说，永生神的教会就是真理的柱石和根基。
Because it's built on God's word.
因为是建造在神的话语之上。
And then Ephesians 4, one of the most important sections about the church.
最重要的关于教会的这个章节呢，就是以弗所书四章十一到十六节。
Before I talk about it, let me quote the verse to you, and you tell me if I quote it correctly.
我先给大家，我来讲一下，你看我引用的对不对？第四章。
God gave apostles,
神给我们的有使徒
prophets,
有先知
evangelists,
有传福音的
pastors,
有牧师
and teachers,
和教师
to do the work of ministry,
去做神的事工。
No.
我说的对不对？不对。
What did I leave out?
我有什么地方我没讲呢？我把什么给忽略了呢？大家可以看看你的圣经，如果有的话是。
To equip the saints.
他说是要为要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体。
I was talking to someone and they asked me what my job is here.
然后有一个人问我说，你在这个教会里你的工作是什么呢？
And I said, well, so far I'm not sure.
我说到现在为止我还不知道。
And they said, well, you know, is your job to do the ministry?
他说这是不是你的工作就是要去做这个事工呢，去做教会各样的事工。
And I said, no, I don't think so. I hope not.
然后我说不是，我希望也不是如此。
My job is to help other brothers and sisters to do the work of ministry.
我的工作是帮助别的弟兄和姐妹去做他们应该做的事工。
Because Paul said,
因为保罗在这里讲得很清楚。
Pastor Shee's primary job,
许牧师的最主要的工作是
is not to visit everyone in the church who gets sick.
不是去探访每个生病的人。
His job is not first to visit the newcomers.
他的最重要的工作不是先去赶快去探访那些新来的人。
He may do all of that.
他可能做了这些所有一切。
But his number one job.
但是他最主要的第一位的工作是
or a big part of his job, I think.
或者说最重要的他的工作的一部分
is to equip the brothers and sisters.
而是要建造成全弟兄姐妹
to visit and comfort those who are sick.
建造弟兄姐妹，你们去探访那些生病的、需要帮助、软弱的。
To visit and draw those who visit and are new.
去建造这些、帮助这些弟兄姐妹去探访那些新来的。
To build each other up.
去帮助这些弟兄姐妹去彼此能够
I was speaking at a church.
建造彼此。我在一个教会里讲到。
And on Saturday morning, when I woke up, the pastor was out mowing the yard.
然后星期六我到一个教会住在那儿，星期六早上我看那个牧师在那儿割草，教会外边割草。
And I said to him,
然后我说
You don't have anyone in this church that knows how to mow yards.
我说你在教会里没人可以割草吗？没人知道怎么割草。
Do you have to mow all the members' yards?
然后你要把所有的会员的草都给割了吗？
No, why?
他说没有啊，
said,
为什么？
Do any of them know how?
我说他们是不是知道怎么割草
？Yeah，
对他们当然知道。
I said you're stealing their job.
我说你把他们的工作给拿掉了。
God put them in this church to serve.
神让你在这个教会里，你的服事是什么呢
？And He is going to bless them when they serve.
当他们要这些弟兄姐妹他们来服事神的时候，他们会从神那里得到祝福。
And you stole their blessing.
你现在把他们的祝福给偷掉。
You want it all yourself.
你所有想把所有的他弟兄姐妹的祝福都归到你自己身上。
I said, you know how to preach. They don't know how to preach. So God can't bless them for their sermon.
我说你知道怎么讲道，他们不知道怎么讲道，所以神不能去因为他们讲道来祝福他们。
But He can bless them for mowing the yard.
但是他们可以因为教会来割草来得到祝福。
Don't take their blessing.
所以不要偷窃他们的祝福。
You understand?
了解到了吗
？The church is a body.
所以呢，教会是一个整个一个身体。
In the purposes for Palm Beach Church, it says to equip saints to grow in the likeness of Christ.
所以呢，神对我们棕榈滩华人教会的目的就是让我们能够在神的话语中成长，能够教会变成主耶稣基督的形象。
Every person in here,
我们其中的每一个人
has some place of service in the church.
我们在这个教会里都能找到你自己要做的一些服事
Every one of us,
每一个人
and it's important to find it.
你很重要的就是你要找到你的服事的岗位
I was pastoring in Taiwan.
我那时候在台湾的时候，我大概一二十年前，我在那
里做牧师。Our church was the ground floor of an apartment building.
它就是一个那个公寓楼的最下边那个一层。
On the corner.
然后在一个十字路口。
And very often, people would walk their dogs.
然后就很多时候呢，就有人就遛狗的。
And you know, dogs leave little piles of things.
你知道那个遛狗的时候，那狗就在我们那个教会门口拉臭臭。
And I noticed one Sunday that when I got there, there were no little piles.
然后我就有一天早晨，星期一早上去，哎，我说怎么这个没见到这个狗死了
？And I thought, huh, all the dogs moved.
然后我说好了，狗都搬家了。
Next week.
然后下个星期天呢
？No little piles.
也没有这个狗死狗。
Oh, this is wonderful.
我说太棒了。
The next week, I got there early.
然后再下个星期我就早去。
And I see.She was a teenager.
然后我就看到一个年轻人，他就是个青
少年。Brand new to our church, a brand new Christian.
是一个刚刚信主的，也是刚刚来教会的。
And she's out front with a little broom.
这个小女生呢，就拿了一个，就拿了一个条子，我就把那些狗屎都扫了。
And I went over to her.
然后我就对她说
，Who asked you to do that?
然后我说，有人谁让你做这个扫狗屎的
？Am I in trouble?
她说，我有麻烦吗？我是不是找什么做错什么了？我说没有没有。
But why are you doing this?
我说你为什么要做这个呢
？And you know what she said?
你知道这个小女孩，这个青少年小女孩说什么
？I'm a Christian.
她说我是基督徒。
And I read I'm supposed to be helping the church.
她说我读到说圣经上说我要帮助教会。
And I really don't know how to do anything yet.
她说我还不知道在教会里我能帮助什么。
She had only been coming to church for a month.
她来教会只有不到一个月的时间。
She couldn't teach a Sunday school class.
她也没有办法教。
She didn't know where Genesis was.
她连那个创世纪在哪儿都不知道。
But somehow,
但是不知道为什么
，she figured out I can get there early.
她说我可以早点去教会。
And sweep up the sidewalk.
把那个外边那个走那个走道人行道给扫一扫。
So that it looks nice when people get.
所以当人来到的时候，觉得教会挺干净的。
And I looked at her.
然后我就看着她说
，I've known Christians who have been Christians 50 years who don't know that yet.
她说我相信有些信人信主都50年了都不知道要做这个。
You understand?
你明白吗？
Now, you will not be surprised to find out.
你可能不会很，你可能会发现，你也不会很惊奇。
She later became a Sunday school teacher.
然后过了一阵子，她成了主日学的老师。
She was a good pianist, and she ended up when she moved away playing at the church where she went.
她也弹琴弹得很好，所以后来她就在教会里帮着弹琴。
But it started her first step of service.
但是她第一步的服侍开始于什么呢
？Was sweeping up dog poop under.
就是去扫那个狗屎在门口教会门口的那个人行道的狗屎。
Why?
为什么
？Because every one of us is called to do something.
因为我们每个人都被呼召要去做一些什么。
And by calling, I don't mean I wait.
呼召不是我就坐在那儿等的，
so、I hear a voice.
然后我就听到天上来了一个。
I want you to sweep up the dog poop.
我想说，我想让你去扫狗屎。
Probably not.
可能不是那样的。
It means when I see something.
而是说我看到了一些。
Instead of looking around and saying, "Why doesn't someone do something about this?"
然后我就不是在那说，怎么这么脏都没有人去做呢
？Are you one of the elders? I need to complain to you.
你是那个长老吗？我应该跟你说说你们这有什么问题
？Where's that deacon?
说那个执事在哪儿呢
？No,
不是这样的。
It means
它意味着
when I see something.
当我看到有问题的时候
，I say, "Are you one of the elders? I would like to volunteer to help with."
然后又说你是长老吗？我想要来帮助，能做些什么事情
？Now.The elders and deacons, you will have to pick them up because they will fall over in a faint.
然后你长老，如果你要把他们给执事要把他们扶起来，不然他们
So try to catch them so they don't hit their head on the concrete.
如果他们被吓倒了，你要赶快扶住他们。
You understand?
了解到了吗
？We are a body.
我们是一个身体。
They always ring that too soon.
他说那个铃总是响得太快了。
Then.
然后呢？再下一个。
Purpose.
我们的目的
Acts 1:8 through the church
在使徒行传一章八节
we are empowered to be witnesses
我们从圣灵得着能力做神的见证
we are equipped
我们被建造我们被成全
witness how many of you
做见证
this is a dangerous question
这是一个很危险的问题
hope I don't get in trouble for asking
我希望我问这个问题不会有麻烦
take a chance
但是我还是要试一试
how many of you are happy with your church
多少人对你的教会很满意？
How many of you are proud of your church? You
多少人对你的教会你很很
good,
很
all right,
很以你的教会为荣
Would you do me a favor?
你们可不可以就是帮我一下
Tell somebody about it.
就是告诉别人我们的教会
Tell someone about it.
就是宣扬我们这儿有一个教会
You see, if I go to a restaurant, I love to eat, you can tell.
你也知道我很喜欢吃我去餐馆的时候。
If I go to a restaurant and I really enjoy it.
如果我去一个餐馆我很喜欢吃那个餐馆做的饭。
I see a friend and I say, you ought to go such and such.
然后我就会看到一个朋友说哎你知道吗那个地方餐那个餐馆做的很好是应该去那儿吃。
Part of what ought to happen if I am being fed in my church.
如果我在教会里我得到喂养。
If I like the food.
如果我喜欢那个。
The spiritual food,
就是这个属灵的
ought to be saying to my neighbors.
然后我就可以对我的邻居说
You ought to come with me.
你要不要跟我一起来教会啊
I think you would enjoy it.
我想你会喜欢我们教会的
Because, again, back to Ephesians.
再回到以弗所书第四章
Pastor Shee's primary job is not to invite your neighbors to church.
许牧师的主要的工作不是去邀请你的邻居来教会。
His primary job is not to invite your coworkers to church.
他也不是说去他的主要的工作也不是邀请你的那个同事来教会。
He is equipping you.
他在成全你们装备你们。
So that you can say to your neighbor.
所以你可以对你的邻居。
Come.
说来到我们教会。
Let me introduce you.
让我真的是介绍你到我们教会来。
And the last thing I want to say.
最后一件我想讲的。
The local church provides a place of accountability.
就是地方教会让我们有一个是一个让我们彼此负责的地方。
Now, most of us don't like this word.
我们不喜欢被别人盯着，被彼此负责。
Because we kind of think that what it means is nosiness.
就是好像对彼此负责，好像总有人管着我们，总有人盯着我们，不喜欢那样的。
By accountability, I don't mean
彼此负责我的意思不是说
Going up to someone and saying, did you sin this week?
就是问人说你这个星期有没有犯罪不是这个意思。
But here's what the book of Hebrews says.
但是那个希伯来书上讲到说
We stir up one another.
我们彼此激发爱心
To love and good works.
激发爱心勉励行善。
Now that word stir up.
那个激发那个词是什么意思呢
Is a word that means to prod, to poke.
那个激发就是说你去戳那个人动那个人一下。
I started to say we have a dog. My wife has a dog.
我说有时候我说我们有一条狗其实是我太太的狗。
The dog lets me live in the house, but it's her dog.
那个狗让我住在那个房子里但是那个他的狗。
And unfortunately.
不幸的是。
My favorite chair.
我最喜欢的那个椅子
is the dog's favorite chair.
也是那个狗最喜欢坐的椅子。
And I have explained to the dog.
我就对那个狗解释啊说
I paid for this house.
这个房子是我买的。
Not you.
不是你你没给这个房子付
钱。I bought that chair.
我买了那个椅子。
I went to the store, I sat in that chair and found one that was just right for me. And I paid
for it. 然后我去商店里面我去看那个椅子我说这个对我就最合适。
You buy your own chair.
你去买你自己的椅子吧。
And the dog is not very smart and the dog cannot understand anything I've said.
这个狗不是很聪明听不懂我说的任何话。
So I come home and I'm tired.
然后我回家我好累啊。
And the dog is laying in my chair.
然后这个狗就坐在我的椅子上。
And I say, remember I told you, I bought the chair out.
然后我就说记得我告诉你赶快离开这个椅子。
My mom said I can stay here.
然后他就说狗说我妈说了我可以坐在这个椅子上。
And so I take something and I poke the dog.
然后我就拿一个东西来戳那个狗。
And finally the dog moves.
最后这个最终那个狗挪开这个。
I read this verse.
然后我就读了这个。
And I thought some of us need to be poked.
有的时候我们需要被人激发就被人戳一下。
We become careless as Christians.
我们有时候不然我就变得很就是很随意。
There is a reason I keep asking you about this.
我为什么总被大家有没有用这个卡呢
?I'm trying to poke you.
我想要就戳你一下。
I'm trying to prod you.
我想要就是这么戳你一下推你一下。
None of us like to be prodded.
我们不喜欢被人盯着被人戳着被人赶着。
When I'm sitting comfortably, resting.
当我坐在那儿很舒服的休息的时候。
And my wife says,
我太太会说
I need to poke you.
我希望戳你一下。
The light needs changed.
他说那个灯坏了你需要换灯。
I don't like it.
我可不喜欢这会儿坐的正舒服被我太太叫起来换灯。
But I need it.
但是我需要这个。
Need it.
我需要被说。
And when we come to church,
当我们来到教会的时候
we need to be prodded.
我们被需要被彼此对方这样戳呀这样碰啊
To be poked.
要被戳一下被激发
To hear a song.
听到一首歌
That pokes us.
就是对我的心来
You see, we sang this morning.
今天早上我们唱了一首歌
Take my silver and my gold.
就是把我的金银都拿去
And some of us thought, oh, I'm glad I only use credit cards.
然后有些人说太好了我手里没金银我只用信用卡
I hope it's not a gold card.
我希望那个不是个金卡金子做的卡
You see, when I sing,
当我唱的时候
Take my silver and my gold.
就是说把我的金银都归你
It prods me, it pokes me.
然后他就在戳我
God,
你说神呢
Am I really using what you have given me?
我有没有真正的用你所给我的这一切
For what is effective for you?
让我的这一切都来被你使用
We sang, take my will.
奉献我的意愿
My surrender.
就是我有没有对你降服
And if we really think about that, some of us will remember this week. This week.
如果我们这个想想我们这个有些人中间我们就这个星期
When we knew, you know,This is what I ought to do.
这是我应该做的。
But I didn't want to.
但是我不想去做。
And so I said, God, I'm going to do what I want to do.
然后跟神说，神呐，我就还是做我自己想做的事儿吧。
Take my will and make it thine.
然后你就会唱这首歌，说奉献我的意志，奉献我的意欲，奉献我的心意。然后这个歌呢就会戳我。
We sang, take my tongue.
然后我说求你奉献我的舌头
And some of us remember
然后我们就记有些中间会想起来
Thursday
星期四的时候
I said something to my wife that Jesus probably wouldn't have said
然后我对我太太说的话可能主耶稣是不会说的
Take my tongue and make it thine
他说求你真的奉献我舌头让他为你使用
And we were prodded
然后我们又被这首歌来这么戳一下
I'm going to have to change how I talk
我应该改变我讲话的方式
You understand?
了解到了吗
Being a part of a body
作为肢体的身体的一部分
Is about stirring us up
就是让我们彼此激发
To become more and more like Christ
就彼此激发彼此就是这样戳让我们更像基督
Now at the end of this lesson I gave you an assignment that I would like for you to think about this week
这个星期呢有一课我有一个课后有两个问题让你们能够思想
As a part of the local church at Palm Beach Chinese
作为这个中里滩华人这个教会就是地方教会的一部分
What do you gain? How are you growing because you are a part of this body?
你得到了什么呢？你因为你是这个教会的肢体的一部分，你在哪方面？你是如何成长的
？And then secondly,
第二个部分，第二个问题
，What are you contributing to the body?
你对这个身体，对这个中里滩华人教会有什么贡献
？How are other members growing more because? You're a part of the body.
有没有说，就是说，因为你是这个肢体，你是身体的一部分，让别的肢体也一起成为更像基督的形象
？Because all of us are called.
因为我们所有人都被呼召
to be a member.
被呼召成为一个身体的一部分，成为肢体。
You may say I'm just a little finger.
你说我不过就是个小拇指头。
That's okay.
那没关系。
When you want to open something, that little finger is useful.
你就是在你开东西的时候，你需要这个小拇指。
All of us.Are part of the body.
我们每个人都是身体的一部分。
We play a role.
我们都有一个角色，都有一个位置。
And so ask, how am I growing as a part of the body, and how am I contributing to the body?
就说第一个，我在作为这个身体里边，我怎么样成长？第二个，我对这个身体有什么贡献
？Next week we're going to talk about temptation.
下个星期我们会讲试探，胜过试探。
Each day this week, I would like for you to read 1 Corinthians 10, verse 13.
所以呢，请大家这个星期每天要读《哥林多前书》十章十三节。
Think about what it means.
想一想它意味着什么。
Think about what it means practically in your life.
想一想这个在你的生活命中这个实际的应用是什么。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Dear God, I thank you, for the privilege to be a part of Palm Beach Chinese Chapel.
哦，主啊，我真的是为能够成为中里滩华人教会的一部分感谢你。
To be part of a body，
成为肢体，成为身体中的一部分，成为肢体。
Would you help each of us to grow in that body？
求你帮助我们每一个人在这个身体上，作为肢体，我们可以成长。
Use the church to make us more like you。
求你用这个教会让我们更像你。
And then help each of us to look for ways that we can contribute to your work through this church.
帮助我们每个人也能够就是去寻找这些通过来服侍教会能够来服侍你能够对这个教会有贡献。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告奉主耶稣宝贵的名。Amen. Thank you. Sweet. What? I hope. 你拿这个上个星期没拿的。
我拿下个星期的，我下个星期我还听他的。